right. It's halftime here at Gogebic Community College. Bay College basketball here in a regional seeding game with the Samsons. And in our player spotlight, one of the old men on this team, Luke Mattson, Pride of Nagani High School.
How you doing, Jack?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. You didn't take that to offense, did you?
No. Every game we play and we get closer to the end of the season, I feel like, wow, like I was here last year and this is just, I honestly do feel like I'm getting older and older for all these guys, telling them how it goes and how the season progresses. And Coach Johnson told me last year, like, this is any more games than you've ever played in your high school career. And he was absolutely for sure right.
Even with you being at Nagani, and you guys, of course, traditionally over the years made a deep playoff run, but you had to learn a whole new style of basketball, didn't you, when you came here?
Yeah, for sure. I had to learn how to eat correctly so I can stay good towards the end of the season. I had to condition my body well enough, continue to work out, a lot of running and everything, just to stay towards the end of the season fresh as much as I could.
How about the physicalness of this level of basketball compared to high school? I noticed a few times. I put a comment on some of the videos of your, you know, as a manly basket, and I mean that in a polite way because you had to really work for everything you get inside.
Well, when people say basketball is not a contact sport, they are absolutely wrong. Because tell you what, I am on the floor more than I should be, but it's definitely a hard-hitting sport for sure at this level. And, like, everything you got to do, you got to go out there and work for it. And if that means diving on the floor for loose balls or taking a charge, then that's what you got to do.
Yeah, although I would say that on our team, the guy from Brimley is starting to become the guy who takes the biggest charges.
Oh, yeah. He had a big one against Dakota County, I'm pretty sure, in the second half that helped us seal the deal there for sure. And last couple of games, he's taken a couple for sure.
But you have two. I'm not just going to give the credit to Marcus there because you do. You have to make sure your feet are set, right, and that your body's in position. And even then, you don't always get the call.
Yeah, you just got to know where you are on the floor. I mean, when I was in high school, Dan Waterman taught me a lot of how to take a charge correctly and how ways I can get one in there here and there. And I think a lot of that comes from high school, those high school days.
I will say you got very unfortunate last week on one, and I happened to film it and put it out there for everybody to see. You were pretty upset.
Yeah, I was pretty upset. I thought it was straight up and down, but went and asked the ref politely, and he said there was about a 2-foot view difference between his view and my view, so wasn't quite sure what he meant by that, but I guess it was a foul to him, so I just agreed with him and just kept on playing.
Well, how do you think you've evolved as a player? Because you noted earlier in the interview you're not the guy that's going to score 25, 30 points a game. So you do have to pick your spots. So how do you think you've gotten better?
Just accepting my role and knowing who I am. Just going out there and being the hustler guy, playing really good defense because that's what we need. Everybody needs that defender guy. And going out there and getting loose balls, rebounds, just everything I can to do the little things to help the team win. That's my big role.
How about the leadership part? You've kind of taken on sort of the, not official captain, but you know what I mean, a captain kind of role with this team.
Well, with that, I just try to lead by example a lot with my actions and show the players like how some things should be done or how I can help them correct things because we've been there before. All three of us, I mean, Ryan and Chris, we were here last year and we know for a majority of what we're doing. And I just think if we help those younger guys, they'll help the next year's team out for sure.
So what do you think is going to turn things around for us? Because the last 2 weeks have not been very much fun.
I think we got to come out with a lot more energy, more focus. I do remember Coach Johnson talking about like we came out with a lack of focus, and I do agree with him on that. And I think we just need to get that fire going again. Just I know it's late in the season and everybody's kind of crumbling down, but we got to spark it back up again because we got big tournament, big things to do yet still.
Okay, what are you studying here at Bay College?
Business management.
Okay, so what kind of career are you looking at? You're going to go on to another school from here, or do you think the 2 years here will do it?
Well, I plan on hopefully continuing to play basketball somewhere at a four-year school. Not sure quite where yet, but whatever school I go to transfer into sports management and hopefully be a manager of a team someday, manage their finances or player relations. It all depends.
Okay, well, Luke, I'll let you give a shout-out to anyone you think may be listening tonight.
Hey, Mom, just wanted to say I love you and I miss you. And Naomi, just making sure you're going to school and you're doing well.
All right, that's very good. And the last time we talked, you were about to catch a flight out of Minneapolis, and it worked out.
Yeah, it did. I had a good time in Florida, had a good Christmas, got to see the heat for a little bit, and now I had to come back here to this cold, awful weather.
All right, well, Luke, it's great having you on the team again, and let's go get him today.
For sure, Jack.
Okay, Luke Mattson, everybody. Halftime here in Ironwood. More coming up after these words. Bay College Radio's Maverick 106.